Okay, we are continuing our share in Maitra Sheni. We've spoken in the last couple of weeks, and this will hopefully be the last as far as this particular section of the Maitra Sheni Sugyas, which is when I have a Maitra Sheni, so I eat my Maitra Sheni. And we've spoken a lot about what exactly different issues that relate to the eating of Maitra Sheni. We spoke about, is it a mitzvah to eat Maitra Sheni? If it is a mitzvah, what exactly is that mitzvah in the minion of the Taryag in 613? What's it included in? Mitzvah with, is it included with kachim, include Maitra Sheni, its own mitzvah, questions like that. We saw a little bit as far as achila and shtia and sicha. I can eat Maitra Sheni, I can drink Maitra Sheni, I can anoint myself with Maitra Sheni, and we spoke a little bit about the role in general of anointing. Last week we spoke about when you eat Maitra Sheni, I have to eat it inside Yerushalayim, lifnei Hashem. We spoke last week, and one of the major issues that we've spoken about in general is the relationship between Maitra Sheni and Kachin. They're both foods that people consume in Yerushalayim. And we've tried to speak a little bit about this produce that I bring from my field here in Shalvim, and I bring it all to Yerushalayim, and I eat it there. So what's the relationship between that food and eating Kachin? To what extent is the food itself like a karban? Is the mitzvah the same mitzvah or not? It's one of the major issues that we've spoken about already from the first week. Part of the unique koach of Maitra Sheni. Today we're speaking about a particular isser that relates to Maitra Sheni. It's an isser that we're going to see is really important for the relationship between Maitra Sheni and Kachim in general. Like I said before, I don't know exactly how long it's going to go, so I'm off the plane, but we'll definitely do our best. The Torah tells us in Dvarim, in Perek Chavav, I'll say at the Makoros inside, because I know there are not source sheets, because there is no actual... the printer's not working well. So Dvarim Chaf Vav Yudalin. There's something called Vidui Meiser. That there are certain times where a person announces, where a person confesses, but in a positive way, all their mitzvos, and you state the things you did with Chumos and Maestros, they were all done properly. One of the things you do that you recite in regards to Chumos and Maestros, one of the things that you say you did properly is Lo Achalti Ba'oni Mimenu. That I did not, as Rashi points out, when I was separating my chumos and my esros, I did not eat them while I was in onein. I did not eat them while I was in a state of being in onein. As the Ramban points out in his Perush Al HaTorah right there, even though a lot of the text is referring to all of the chumos and my esros, this particular issue as far as the prohibition of eating when you're in onein, so this part of the pasuk is really speaking about Yizara Al HaKodesh Levado, Shehu Maiser Sheni Veneta Revai. We're speaking specifically about Maitra Sheni and Netter Ravai. We won't clarify right now what Netter Ravai is. But Maitra Sheni, the pasuk's telling us, an onein is not allowed to eat Maitra, is not allowed to eat Maitra Sheni. Let's first define, just as far as this is a very important thing, who exactly is considered to be an onein. So here, many of the Rishonim point out, L'chorot Dever Pashat, I have it on the sheet here, on Shlomo Zalman and Mincha Shlomo and Chelik Aleph, Simin Tzadi Aleph, Shlomo Zalman says explicitly in a very, very clear way, we have to distinguish between the word onein in two different contexts. Again, this is clear and we've shown him. There are some achronim that may question this a little bit. But fundamentally, the term onein has really two different meanings. There is the term of onein when we speak about Hilchos Avelos nowadays. A person lost a loved one. That loved one has not yet been buried. So that person's called an onein. As the Gemara tells in the third parak of Maseches Brachos, that person is not chayav in being mekayim mitzvos at that time. They're pater from a variety of mitzvos. Again, different halachas that emerge when a person is considered to be an onein. Colloquially, when we use the term onein, in general, that's what we're referring to. Like the derabbanan term of onein. You're an onein until the body is buried. Once the body is buried, you're no longer considered to be an onein. Why am I putter for mitzvos? That's discussions in Rashi and Tovos and Talmud Yerushalmi. Is it because of like an Osik the mitzvah kind of an idea? I'm so much involved in burying the dead. Therefore, I'm putter from other mitzvos. Those are all discussions there when you learn the third parak of Brachos. What we're speaking about tonight, though, is not onein. That's a durabanan halacha we spoke about. Regular not doing mitzvos. That's all pashtas on some level durabanan. What we're talking about tonight is onein mida oraisa. Onein mida oraisa has nothing to do with being putter from mitzvos. Only midoraisa, there's a sugis in Maseches Zvachim, on Daf Kuf Aleph, Tadi Tess a little bit. That is, now, onein with certain halachas. When are you considered to be an onein then? So the pashtus is the day that the person, that one of your close relatives dies, that day you are considered to be an onein. even if you bury the person on that day, you're still considered to be an onain for that entire day on a doraisa level. What about the night following? That's also a machlokas in the Gemara. What about the night following? That's a machlokas harishonim how we paskin. The Rambam paskin, the Hilchos Bias Hamikdash, Perek Beis Halacha Tes. An onain is Yom HaMisa Bilvad. Hu HaNikra Onain Din Torah. The day the person dies, whether you bury or not on that day, you are considered to be an onain midoraisa. The Rambam says the night following, V'layla, who onain midivrei sofrim. The Rambam and other Rishonim, many Rishonim paskin otherwise, but the Rambam paskins, the night after, you're also considered to be an onain. That's that. I'll reference very briefly, Rashi and Zvachim says a real onain on a doraisa level is until the body is buried. That's somewhat surprising, as the Turi Evan points out in Chagiga and Daf Chaf Aleph. That's not really true, isn't it? That's true with Onein Midrabanan, the Onein and Brachos, that you're only putter mitzvot till the body's buried. But the Onein Midoraisa, it's pretty clear in the Gemara, you're only the whole day, whether you bury or not. So different Achronim, Tzfas Emes and Chagiga, Rabari Leib, there have different suggestions for Rashi Shita. But the general Mahalach is, Onein Midoraisa, who's called Midoraisa, that means that you are not allowed. That's the day that the person dies, night after maybe. Also, doesn't matter about burial. There are some who argue, Sfas Emes, and this is in Rashi even, that on day two, if the body wasn't buried, then you are still an onin until the body is really buried. Day one, no matter what I'm an onin, day after, that's where going to be a little bit of a question. Okay. What are the halachas of onin mid oraisa? So onin mid oraisa, one of the halachas is explicit. Here in Chomesh, lo achalti, but onin mimenu. An onin is not allowed to eat meiser sheni. An onin is not allowed to eat meiser sheni. Now, in truth, it's a little bit of an interesting mucker. Lo achalti ba'oni mimenu. The reason why it's a little bit of an interesting mucker is, as the Rambam points out in Sefer Mitzvos, it's a statement I'm making. What's the source in onin keni meiser sheni? That when you admit all the mitzvahs that you do, one of the things I say is, I didn't eat it as an onin. So the Torah never explicitly says, here's an ashara, it's usher to eat it as an onain. It's more implicit in the pasuk. If I say I never ate it as an onain, that's considered to be fulfillment of mitzvah, so built in is that you're not allowed to eat it if you are an onain. That's what you're professing. I'm stating, I didn't mess up, I never ate it as an onain. The Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, this is in Sefer HaMitzvos in Shoresh, I think it's Ches, although I really should know better, just... It's like that section of the sheet where the printer wasn't working, or like you're not sure it was like a cut off really its hay or not. But I think it's safe to start its class. The Rambam says that's still called an ashara. That's still called a regular lav. Even though it's not explicit in Chumash, it is usher to eat, it is still considered to be a regular lav. The Ramban, however, argues. The Ramban and his hasagos there, the Rambam says for a mitzvos, verse number 19 on the imaginary sheet. The Ramban says, I don't think that's true. In order to be a lav, in order to get malkos, it has to be really explicit. It has to be really mefurash. This is not really mefurash. This is more of a derech shlila. It's an inference. You're right, says the Ramban, it's usser. But in order to get malkos, it has to be a real lav. And this is not considered to be significant, major enough, that you would call this to get malkos. So we have as follows. As far as onain, it's usser to eat. Meiser Sheni, when you are an Onain, do I get Malkos or not? That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether you get Malkos or not. The Minchas Chinuch has a discussion, even if I get Malkos for Achila or Shtia when I'm an Onain, to go back to a previous discussion, but what about if I do Sicha when I'm an Onain? What if I anoint myself with Meiser Sheni when I'm an Onain? So the Minchas Chinuch says, then for sure you wouldn't get Malkos. That would not, even the Rambam would say, Sicha is not enough like Achila. Remember we saw the discussion a couple weeks ago, those of you that have not been positing Meiser Sheni straight since then, that Sicha, anointing yourself, is a question how much it's like drinking. Sicha is like Shtia, it's a way of having your body consume liquid. So especially if Sicha is not mamish like Shtia on a real Doraisa level all the way, even though Achila and Shtia, owning that does it, you violate the Yisr, Doraisa, you get Malkus, maybe Sicha you would not get Malkos. That's that. Okay. So also just point out, this is not even printed at all. Awesome. Wish I would have, like, paid more attention to it now. Okay. One last thing, the Rambam writes about Meiser Sheni in Perek Gimel, Halacha Hey, that this Isser of Meiser Sheni, this Isser where you get Malkos for an Oni eating Meiser Sheni, is not only, again, Malkos eating Meiser Sheni, maybe not Sicha, and the Rambam also writes that that's only if you did it as such, as an Oni inside Yerushalayim. But if you, if the food never even got to Yerushalayim, and you ate it as an onain, then we'd only give you Malkos Mardus. You would not violate the real dindor, the real dindoraisa with Malkos called eating it as an onain. Adkan, a long introduction. One, I guess two parts of introduction. Point number one, who is an onain in the Torah? Not the onain necessarily that we talk about. The onain, as far as being part of the mitzvahs, rather the first day, maybe the night after, maybe even the second day if you have not yet buried the body. We then spoke about, in general, onin can't eat Meister Sheni. It's explicit in Chumash. Is it so explicit in Chumash as a law if you get Malkos or not? The Rambam says, yeah, it's really implicit. It's a law if you get Malkos. The Ramban says, no. We then saw discussion that Sicha maybe would not be good enough. Maybe only if I get into Shalayim. Those are all just, again, introductions in terms of Meister Sheni. The Yisr and onin to eat Meister Sheni. As far as clarity thus far, one, two, and three. Now we come along and we have the following. What about, the Gemara says something interesting. The Gemara Maseches Svachim, it's a Gemara and it's darshening Psukim, a debate between Moshe and Aaron about what an Onain is allowed to do and not allowed to do inside the Mikdash. And the Gemara tells us an Onain is also not only not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni, an Onain also is not allowed to eat Kadshim. An Onain is not allowed to eat Karbanos. So if you're a Kohen who's an Onain, as an example, you're not allowed to eat Karbanos. What is the mucker that an onain is not allowed to eat karbanos? So the mucker is a kal v'chomer. The Gemara tells us that if Meister Sheni, which is more makel, we are more lenient with Meister Sheni than regular kachim, we even know from last week, Meister Sheni that you take outside of Yerushalayim, you can then bring back into Yerushalayim and eat it. Kachim that leave Yerushalayim, yotze, it's all pasul, you can't eat the kachim anymore. Meister Sheni we're more makel with. So if Meister Sheni, which we are more mako with, and Onin is not allowed to eat, Kachim, which we are more machmir with, alachas kama v'kama, an Onin is not allowed to eat it. So the source that an Onin is not allowed to eat Kachim is a kal v'chomer learned from Meister Sheni. That is a Gemara in Meseches Zvachim, there on the sheet, source number 11, which I can't imagine I'm going to find. Yeah, here in Daf Kaf Aleph, the Gemara says, obviously kachim also. Their discussion to Mishonim, is it the best kal v'chomer? Could you ask questions on the kal v'chomer? Tobit has questions like that in a couple different places. Okay, that's that. The Rambam has an interesting shita. And the Rambam shita serves as the basis for an interesting shin in Achronim. The Rambam writes as follows. It's Hilchos Meister Sheni Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin. The Rambam writes, "V'lo ma'aser sheni b'vad, ela kol ha'kachim kulan, im achlan ba'anina shel Torah loke." Says the Rambam, not only was I mechadesh that an onen who eats ma'aser sheni gets malkos, that even though it's not an explicit law that you get malkos, says the Rambam, I even hold that the kal v'chomer we learn from onen to ma'aser sheni, from ma'aser sheni to kachim, that if you eat kachim as an onain, you also get malkos. Okay. Set number one in Chiddush, Meister Sheni gets malkos. The Ramban says you don't, no explicit lav. The Rambam says not only Meister Sheni if you eat, but also kachim if you eat, you also get malkos. Comes along the Achronim, the Minchas Chinuch asks a question. The Minchas Chinuch's question is in Mitzvah Tuf Reish Ches. Minchas Chinuch on the sheet. I'm sorry, it's like so disorganized. The Minchas Chinuch has the following question. Don't we have a principle that ein mashirin min hadin, ein onshin min hadin? If it's all really learned, ein mashirin min hadin from a kal v'chomer, we don't punish if we're learning out the azhara from a kal v'chomer. We don't punish these things that are learned from kal v'chomers. So how could it be, if the source is really a kal v'chomer, how is it possible that you're going to give someone malchus on eating kachim, it's learned from a kal v'chomer? I mean, even if I swallow your chiddush and Meister Sheni gets malchus, how can kachim get malchus? Ein mashirin min hadin. There are going to be two answers to the question. Each one has a chiddush in its own way. Clarity in the question? 1, 2, and 3. Happy punish you. We're learning at the source from a Kal Vachomer. And whenever you learn the source from a Kal Vachomer, the Gemara tells us we never can really give malchus based on a source which is learned from a Kal Vachomer. So there are two mehalchim we will quote. One the Minchas Chinuch, the other the Brisker Rav. The Minchas Chinuch has an answer. He says as follows. There's actually an additional iser for how you know an onet is not allowed to eat kachim. The Minchas Chinuch writes that if you look in the Smag writes the following. There is a din, l'mashcha, l'gdula, that a person should only eat kachim when in a state of simcha. A person is not supposed to eat kachim if they're not happy. Says the Smag, because it's a mitzvah aseh. It's an aseh to eat kachim when you're happy. Says the Smag, that is another reason why an onain is not allowed to eat kachim. An onain is someone who's sad. An onain experiences a degree of tsa'ar. And because an onain experiences a degree of tsa'ar, he can't eat the kachim. So there's also an iser aseh. There's an aseh that you're not allowed to eat kachim. Because you won't be able to be happy. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the Magen Mishnah tells us the following idea, that even though in general you can't punish if the source comes from a Kal Vachomer, says the, based on the Gemara, says the Magen Mishnah, the Minchas Chinuch, whenever it's true you learned from a Kal Vachomer, but even without the Kal Vachomer, we already knew there was an aseh that you're not allowed to eat kachim as you're an onain. So even though on some level we're learning it from a Kal Vachomer from Maaser Sheni, there's no problem of Ein Masir Min HaDin. Because the din that you can't have the original source of a Kal Vachomer only applies when absent the Kal Vachomer, it would have really been mutter. But this would have been Aser anyway, because there's an Isser Aseh, you're not allowed to eat Kachim if you're sad, you have to eat Kachim only when you're happy. And therefore, says Minchas Chinuch, Ein hachinami kachim is learned from a Kal Vachomer from Maaser Sheni. Ein hachinami kachim is learned from a Kal Vachomer from Maaser Sheni. Step one. And ein hachinami in general, ein masir min hadin. If the mucker of the iser comes from a Kal Vachomer, we're not going to be able to then implement punishments and the like. However, in this case, ein masir min hadin is not applicable. Because ein masir min hadin is only there when the whole iser is learned from a Kal Vachomer. But here, the whole Isser is not learned from a Kal Vachomer. Here, either way, it's Aser. Oh, it's not a lav, I know. But either way, it's an Aseh. You have to eat kachim when you're happy, and only can eat when you're happy. Says Minchas Chinuch, that's how you get Malkus. This Kal Vachomer is strong enough. This Kal Vachomer, we get punished based on. We know it's Aser anyway. The lav of an Oni, eating Maaser Sheni, we learn a lav also. Eating kachim, that's going to be enough in order to give you Malkus. That is the first Mahalach, the Mahalach of the Minchas Chinuch. As far as clarity, thus far, 1, 2, and 3. The Brisker Rav comes along, Brisker Rav has another pshat. It's Hilchos Machal Tesuros, and then we'll say at the Brisker Rav, we'll explore one or two implications of it. Says the Brisker Rav, you know, I think there's really two ways to learn the Gemara. On the one hand, the Gemara tells us it's really a Kal Vachomer. It's really a Kal Vachomer. If Onen can't eat Maaser Sheni, it's more Mekel. Kal Vachomer, he can't eat Kachim. But says the Brisker Rav, maybe there's another way of learning it. And he says, I think if you learn the Rambam, I think it's pretty clear the Rambam learned this way. Maybe it's not a regular Kal Vachomer. It's more of a Gilui Milsa. Maybe it's not telling us there's two different Isurim. There's an Isur to eat Maaser Sheni, Kal Vachomer, and Isur to eat Kachim, and they're really two different Isurim. Rather, says the Brisker Rav, maybe the real chiddush of the Gemara is that there's an Isser in Maaser Sheni, the Gemara is learning, built into that Isser, that very same Isser, is an Isser to eat kachim. It's not that we learn in Maaser Sheni, and then we extend to Hilchos Karbanos, you also can't eat kachim. There's one Isser called, you can't eat Kodesh when you are an Onain. What is the definition of Kodesh? Chum is explicit Maaser Sheni. The Kal Vachomer is teaching us that it must be that when Chumash said Kodesh, it meant also Kachim. Meaning it is all Nichlal, it is all built into the actual Isser of Maaser Sheni. Built into it is, you're not allowed to eat these things when you are considered to be an Onin. Meaning, it's not really a Kal Vachomer at all. The source is not a Kal Vachomer. What the Gemara is saying is not the source is. If it's Usser Maaser Sheni, it's also Usser in Karbanos. No, what we're learning in the Gemara is, since Chumash said you can't eat an onain, something holy when you're an onain, so it must have been also referring to kachim. That if Maaser Sheni it's referring to, it must be that same din applies. That very same halacha applies to Maaser Sheni. Says the Brisker Rav, I'll give you a bit of a raya for this. We know that when we learn Rambam, we're paying attention to two different things. One thing we're paying attention to is what the Rambam says. The other thing that we're paying attention to is where's Rambam placing it? Says the Brisker Rav, where's Rambam placed the halacha of an onei not eating kachim? He places it in Hilchos Maaser Sheni. He doesn't put it in Hilchos Karbanos. In Hilchos Karbanos, he never writes an onei can't eat kachim because it's not like a Maaser Sheni halacha that we have a regular Kal Vachomer, and it's true also in Hilchos Karbanos. There's one halacha, and the primary location of the halacha is in Maaser Sheni. And kachim is also the same din. It's not a din in kachim you can't eat Maaser Sheni. It's built into the din of, again, the same halacha Maaser Sheni. There's a certain kind of kodesh item that you can't consume. But there's no need to separately reiterate that halacha in Hilchos Karbanos. Similarly, says the Brisker Rav, that's why, and Hidavka has parallels where this is not true for the Rambam, when the Rambam in his list of 613 mitzvos quotes the lav of eating Maaser Sheni, when you're an onein, the Rambam quotes one lav, you can't eat Maaser Sheni and kachim when you're an onein. Because, says the Brisker Rav, if it were a Kal Vachomer, there's a Maaser Sheni halacha, you can't eat, onein can't eat it. And Kal Vachomer, we now have a kachim halacha, you can't eat it. Maybe I should count it as two different lavin. Maybe I should count it right into two different places in the Mishnah Torah. Because Brisker Rav, it's all one halacha. Onein, kachim kam, that's why. That's why there's no vort also. Ein masir min adin, it's not a Kal Vachomer. It's all built in the original halacha. That's why the Rambam says, you get malchus for eating Maaser Sheni, a chiddush. But that same chiddush applies to also kachim, because it's all the exact same halacha, more or less. As far as clarity on this stuff, more or less, one, two, and... Okay. What we've tried to point out... Is what time it is? Okay, it's not bad. What really comes out, again, this is going to be... I think next week we're going to start speaking a little bit about pidyon. It's a lot of, like, important Maaser Sheni halachas. But one of the things that really comes up here and comes up for a lot of Rishonim in different ways is this discussion again of the Maaser Sheni versus Kachim Kalim. What emerged as follows. You have different Rishonim who hold different things. But end of the day, within the Rambam Shita, the Minchas Chinuch and the Brisker Rav have a very fundamental machlokas about the relationship between the Onein's prohibition of eating Maaser Sheni and the Onein's prohibition of eating Kachim. According to Minchas Chinuch, there are really two different Isurim and two different areas of halacha. An Onein is not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni. Okay, very good. We learn out the Pash to the Gemara, Kal Vachomer. An Onein also is not allowed to eat Kachim. Maaser Sheni and Kachim are very, very different. One's more Mekel and one is more Machmir, and they're very, very different. And they have different areas of halacha. And it could be if I was Minchas Chinuch and I was writing halachas, I would have Hilchos Maaser Sheni, Onein can eat Maaser Sheni. Hilchos Karbanos, and Onein can eat Kachim. Now I have different halachas because in many ways they're disconnected. All it is for the Gemara is Maaser Sheni is how the Torah taught it to us, and we extend it in a certain sense from there. That's one thing that emerges. However, according to the Brisker Rav, what you see is that there really there's one halacha. There's one halacha called an Onein can't eat both Maaser Sheni and Kachim. That may point to the fact that Maaser Sheni, in many ways, again, we spoke this, I find it to be very inspiring. It's like the Yisraels, the pure Yisraels Kachim. It's our sign of being Malad Nachas Konim Gai Kadosh. That this stuff we get to eat, and it does have many ways the same status of it, the same status of it. I would even point out, it's powerful. It isn't even a Kachim halacha we're extending to Maaser Sheni. It's a Maaser Sheni halacha that we're extending to Kachim, which shows just how strong, in a certain sense, the Maaser Sheni piece may be. There is an additional implication. It is one that will not matter right now, but as part of the goal of these shiurim is to familiarize ourselves with different areas of Torah. So just there is a machlokas here also, which has a variety of nafkamins that we won't really speak about too much. But what exactly is the real nature of the iser for an onein to eat kachim? Why can't an onein eat kachim? And achronim are chokah this question, but you have a couple possibilities. One possibility, what may emerge, maybe from the Brisker Rav, it's a din in not being mevazeh kodesh. Things which are holy, you have to protect. Things which are holy, you know, you can't eat. An onein is not a person in a position that it's not kavodik for him to eat it. It's not kavodik for an onain to eat kodesh, eat maaser sheni. It's one thing. In light of the minchas chinuch, though, I'm going to quote a smag with an additional element. Maybe it's not just a question of it's not appropriate for him to eat kodesh, but it's a din that achilas kachin has to be besimcha, lemashcha. And anyone that can't eat a besimcha, an onain can't eat besimcha, and therefore he can't. And there may be certain nafkaminas as a result of this. What about someone who's not technically an onain, but couldn't eat it besimcha? What about someone that's not technically an onain, but couldn't eat it besimcha? What's one potential example? Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin. Maybe like a haruge beisdin, someone who's killed through one of the dal misos beisdin. So that person may not have regular hilchos, avelos, and aninos, but a person may be sad still. There may still be, you know, believe some tsar. Again, a possibility. We're not talking about the sugi right now. Discussions in the Rambam and the Ramban as far as how you learn, you know, all that stuff about Hoge Beisdin. But one issue may be as follows. If I understand that it's just a din of an onin, can't eat kodesh, this guy's not an onin, maybe it's okay. If it's more a din of, like, again, one potential nafkamina, I'm not going through details right now. Diyad Ramah, you can look there in Sanhedrin, Daf Membav. But if it's more of a question of simcha, so if it's more of a question of simcha, so then maybe I could hear more of a tzad. I just think it's definitely about that. That maybe, even though technically you're not an onain, this guy's not in a position of simcha, he also should avoid on some level eating kacha. Again, next week hopefully we're going to start talking about the pidyon issues, a lot of important basic details, basic dinim. It will lead us also to what we do with Bizman Hazeh, with Maaser Sheni, which will hopefully be important at some point. But that's more or less the goal. Shkayach, guys, have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your evening. Yeah, Razi, what's going on?